Hello, this is Pawari. It is Monday the 18th of July and this is my audio boo. Fairly miserable audio boo today, like others bemoaning the weather. I'm not quite sure why everyone's so surprised. Perhaps it's because we're regular campers and regularly go away just as school breaks up, but usually this time of year isn't great weather. I think we occasionally get great weather and it surprises us, and then we expect every July to be the same. But remember those big floods we had in the West Midlands a couple of years ago? This is about that time of year as well, so not totally surprised. We're due to go camping in Dorset in a couple of weeks' time, and last time we were down at that campsite was just after the big floods, and we were worried we weren't going to get there, and it cleared up that week we went. So definitely the right time of year for the rain. The guinea pigs are getting quite fed up of being in their tiny cage, the tiny hutch. I very stupidly went by Amazon reviews to buy a hutch for them. It didn't have the proper dimensions on the reviews, but loads of people saying their guinea pigs loved it, so went with that hutch. But I've since discovered that A, it's tiny, and B, it's underneath the RSPCA guidelines. So I have finally bitten the bullet, and we've bought a bigger hutch for them. So I'm just waiting for new fleece and towel material to be delivered, and then they'll be transferred to the bigger hutch. So yes, they are terribly spoiled, but at the moment it's very cramped for them. They haven't been out on the grass and the run for several days because of the rain, and it's just really, really unfair for them. Their hutch is really hard to keep clean because it's so small and such a small area. So yeah, it's gonna be a lot better when they're in the other hutch. So I do feel a bit sorry for them. But they are becoming a lot tamer, which is really nice. And I think that is partly because they are getting transferred out to the run a lot. Still finding it hard to catch Biscuit. She doesn't like being picked up at all. But once she's in my arms, she'll quite happily have a little stroke now for a little bit before trying to escape, which is lovely. And Bramble's very good too. She pancakes herself right flat when you try and stroke her in the hutch. And she started to purr when you stroke her, really sort of musical purr, which is lovely, really sweet little things. So yes, they're doing well. Well, the other reason I'm miserable at the moment is my foot is still not good. It's only been a week, I suppose. It's not really surprising that it's not much better. It is a lot better than it was. I can put full weight on it, but it's very, very achy and sore. Still quite bruised. And my knees started hurting as well. So whether it's I actually damaged at the same time but didn't notice until later, or whether I've just been holding my foot at a funny angle and putting pressure on my knee, I don't know. So today I was trying strapping them up. I've got sort of Elastoplast bandagey thing, but it's not brilliant. Both seem to cut off my blood supply, so it's not very comfortable on. And have sort of bits rub on. I've obviously got indoor shoes on at the moment to try and give more foot support, but then the bandage underneath is then sort of rubbing my foot because there's a little seam on it that happens to coincide with the wrong part of the shoe. So it's kind of a case of, do I deal with the ache of the foot or do I deal with the uncomfortableness of the bandages? And it's kind of about equal annoyance at the moment. So generally I've been stomping around the house feeling fairly grumpy. Which the house is in a complete state, which isn't helping my mood any. I really don't like it when it's really messy and dirty, but I haven't been able to clean or do much on my feet for a week, so I'm trying to do little bits today and then sit down in between, but it's not going terribly well. And I think I'm running out of time, so that's the end of my news. I hope you're all well, and I'll speak to you again soon. Bye.